Magandang gabi po sa ating lahat. If you have your Bibles, please open it to Psalm chapter 88. Ako po ay sanay na bumati, hindi lang po ng magandang umaga, maging magandang hapon. But it's my first time to greet sa isang service ng magandang gabi. So I'm thankful for your church and for Pastor Alvin for once again inviting me. I bring greetings from the Great Commission Global Ministry. Isa po sa inyong member, si Brother Dexter, ay nagtanong when we had a discussion kung ano po yung psalm na aking ipipreach. And I told him na ang aking ipipreach is from Psalm 88. And yung pong response na kanyang binigay doon sa aming WhatsApp message is yung pong word na, or yung phrase na darkest psalm. And meron pong katotohanan doon sa kanyang response. Ito pong psalm na ito, if you have noticed, doon po sa huling word in English translation, is yung pong word na darkness. Matthew Henry, a commentator, says na ito pong psalm na ito is a lamentation psalm, one of the most melancholic of all psalms. Isa daw po ito sa mga pinakamalulungkot na lament psalms in the Bible. Unlike other psalms of lament, ito pong Psalm 88 is actually, wala pong explicit na articulation about redemption. Kumbaga para pong walang pag-asa if you would look at it. But even in the midst of this dark psalm, even if in the midst of this lamentation, even in the midst of the tears and the cry of the author of this psalm, if we are going to look carefully and read ito pong salmo na ito, itong awit na ito, we will see that there is a glimmer of hope in this psalm. We will find a few lessons of hope and learn as to how we are to trust in God in the hard times. 15 years ago, isa pong theologian and professor of church history na si Carl Truman, siya po ay sumulat ng isang article entitled, What Can Miserable Christians Sing? Ano daw po ba yung pwedeng awitin ng mga Kristiyano na miserable sa kanilang buhay? Sabi po ni Carl Truman, na karamihan daw po ng mga awit ng mga Christians nung panahon na yon only expresses happiness as if yung mga awit na kinakanta natin ay always happy, clappy songs. Yung daw pong ating awit ay exclusively happy, as if na yung pong emosyon lang na dapat maramdaman ng isang Kristiyano ay puro kaligayahan. But what do miserable Christians sing? Sabi po ni Carl Truman, he argues that Christians should look once again to the Psalms. Dahil ito pong mga awit ay expressions ng kanila pong sorrows and lament. So what do Christians who are miserable, who are desperate, who are depressed, who are discouraged, what do we sing? What do you sing kung kayo po ay nasa ganong sitwasyon? Psalm 88 would in part answer that question. Perhaps kayo po ay bisita sa gabing ito, or kayo po ay matagal ng Christian dito sa lugar na ito. Perhaps you think na ang isa pong Kristiyano should not experience despair, or at least we assume na yung pong mga godly, matured Christians ay hindi po dapat nakaka-experience ng kalungkutan. And yet, if we look at this psalm, it tells differently. According po dun sa heading na ating pong binasa, ito po ay isinulat ni Heman the Ezrahite. Sangayon po sa 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 31, ito pong si Heman is one of the 5 wisest men nung pong panahon niya. Of course, nung yung number 1 po doon, of course, ay wala pong iba, kundi si Solomon. And yet for Heman the Ezrahite, as if wala na pong ilaw sa kanyang buhay. Despite his constant prayer sa Panginoon, yung kanya pong buhay, as if it only say, your God does not hear you. Ito pong Psalm 88 is a portrait ng isa pong godly na tao who is crying to the Lord in great despair, in great suffering, and seeing no light at the end of the tunnel. Marami pong mga Kristiyano have found themselves in exactly the same place as the writer of this psalm. whether meron po silang mga karamdaman that are incurable, they have personal tragedies, persecutions that they're experiencing. Ito pong mga bagay na to, they are experiencing these things and yet they're still trusting in God. They're still waiting that God would give a response to their unanswered prayer. Kayo po ba ay nasa parehong sitwasyon? Can you identify with the tears of this psalm? If so, ito pong psalm na ito has something important to teach us about God and sa ating pong suffering. Let me give four observations as we look at this psalm. Number one, ito pong psalmist, he knows the pain of unanswered prayer. He knows the pain of unanswered prayer. Verses 1 and 2, sabi po dito, O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. Si Haman po ay isang godly na tao. But here, we find him hopeless and desperate. He describes yung kanya pong awit, yung kanya pong panalangin as a cry. Isa pong urgent plea, urgent petition sa Diyos. And yet, despite this urgency, yung kanya pong panalangin has been met with deafening silence. The Lord seems not to hear him. Have we ever assumed sa buhay po natin that mature believers always have their prayers answered? Have you ever thought that godly men and women don't endure suffering? Well, the Bible teaches us the opposite. Madalas po, even mature godly believers, katulad po ni Haman, feels as if their cries for help go unheard by the Lord. Second thing we can see is that the psalmist, si Haman po, alam po niya that God is sovereign over his suffering. He knows that God is sovereign over his suffering. Verses 3 to 9, let me read. Sabi po dito, For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength. Like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eyes grow dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Although ito pong si Haman feels unheard and wonders whether God cares for him, he is absolutely certain that God is sovereign sa kanya pong paghihirap. Sabi po dito sa verses 3 to 9, it explicitly attributes yung kanya pong suffering to the hand of God. Ano pong sinabi niya? Verse 6, You have put me in the pits. Verse 7, Your wrath lies heavy upon me. You overwhelm me with your waves. Verse 8, You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. He says it's God. Unlike many modern theologians, sa panahon po natin, ito pong psalmist is not trying to get God off the hook. He is not being an apologist for God, saying na hindi yan ang plano ng Diyos sa buhay mo when it comes to suffering. He does not reject yung pong pag-ibig ng Diyos sa kanya, neither does he reject yung pong reality that God is sovereign over his suffering. He never considers for an instant that God is not in control. Wala po yun sa isip niya. And very often, we encounter severe trials and sufferings. We are tempted to think that our situation is somehow out of God's hands. Mayroon pang mga ibang tao, perhaps they would even encourage us, sasabihin sa atin, hindi yan ang gusto ng Diyos para sa iyo. Oh, God does not have anything to do with that tragedy. And yet Heman, one of the five wisest men in Israel, never entertained that idea. He believed that God was in charge of everything, including his troubles. He coped up dun po sa kanyang suffering by fearfully acknowledging God as the sovereign one who rules heaven and earth, including his own suffering. Number three, the psalmist asks searching questions. Siya po ay nagtatanong sa Panginoon. Dito po sa kanyang mga salita, the psalmist is asking, how can I live for your glory if I am dead? Ito pong question na ito shows us a bit about Heman the Ezrahite. Alam po niya that he was put on earth to glorify God. He knows he has been created to praise the Lord all his life. He knows the answer to the catechism question, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. But yung panya pong logic, as he writes the psalm, asks the question, but how can he do that if he's dead? Yung logic po ni Heman is certainly understandable. How can he glorify God among the dead? Dead men don't get their prayers answered. Dead men aren't delivered from trial. Dead men can't sing the Lord's praises. And strikingly, even in the midst of this psalm, Heman has not forgotten the reason kung bakit po siya nilikha ng Diyos. At ito pong mga questions that he has written in this psalm did not come from doubt, but they came from faith. Heman is not wrestling with whether God's word is true. Wala po siyang struggle doon. He is trying to square yung pong pagkakakilala niya sa Diyos, something that he knows that is true about God, with what he is experiencing. And lastly, number four, the psalmist keeps his eyes fixed on God. And so finally, Heman returns to his unanswered prayer, and this time with two more questions. He asks, why am I still here waiting for help? And second, why you, O Lord? Madalas po ang question natin, when we experience suffering and we see others, our question is, why me? Diba? Pero ang tanong po ni Heman is, why you? Sabi niya sa verse 14, O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? The psalmist may not know why he is suffering, but he knows that God is behind it and that he has a purpose for the suffering. So ito pong Psalm 88 teaches a number of important lessons about God and about hard times. Not everyone in this world gets a happy ending, hindi po ba? And that even includes godly believers. Unrelieved suffering sometimes continues until the day that we die. Mature believers can experience dissatisfaction sa buhay pong ito. We also learn that some believers endure suffering and still maintain yung pong kanilang commitment at pagtitiwala sa Diyos. God's grace sustains us even in the darkest hours so that we never give up. But meron pa pong ilang lessons that I want to emphasize from this psalm. Want us to see the character of God in this psalm. Pansinin po ninyo kung paano po dinescribe ni Heman itong Diyos na kanyang sinasamba. And I appreciate the songs that we sing earlier. Sabi po niya, when he described God in the midst of his agonizing pain, in verse 1 he says, O Lord, God of my salvation. With that description, Heman acknowledges that God is the only hope that he has. Wala na pong ibang tulong ang pwedeng pumunta sa kanya maliban sa Diyos. The only source ng kaligtasan ng kanyang buhay. No matter what else may be taken from him, this hope sa character po ng Diyos cannot be taken away from him. Our circumstances would never alter the character of God. Maraming beses po sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano, God answers yung ating pong questions. God answers our cries. Why, O Lord, when we ask Him? He answers not by explaining kung bakit po tayo nasa ganong sitwasyon. But God answers by giving us a deeper revelation of Himself. Notice when Paul asked God to remove the thorns in the flesh. Hindi po sinabi ng Panginoon yung reason kung bakit siya may thorn. But God told him that His grace is sufficient for him. In other words, when we cry, Lord, why are you doing this? He often answers us by saying, let me show you who I am. And if you see Him, we will see that He is enough. That's something about the character of God. Another thing that we see here is our pursuit to glorify God. Pansinin po ninyo how the psalmist endeavors to live for God's glory even in suffering. Verses 10 to 12. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave? Or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness? Or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? The psalmist is basically asking the question, how am I going to live for your glory when I'm dead? Ito pong mga questions na to reveals a heart that wants to glorify God. We can learn two important observations from this. Number one is, we must remember never to allow suffering to make us bitter toward life or cold toward the glory of God. Kapag po tayo ay nakaka-encounter ng paghihirap or meron po tayong problema, our first inclination is to think, why is this happening? God is not in control. But we must always remember that the Lord has both warned us, tayo po ay sinabihan, to prepare for suffering. And we are appointed trouble. We as His people for our everlasting good and for His glory. Ito pong puso ng psalmist reflects a right posture towards God. He cries for relief dun po sa kanyang problema, even as he acknowledges that they come from God's own hand. Second lesson is that we learn that the trouble we endure in this life should not call into question the genuineness of God's love. We should not question yung pong genuineness ng pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin. Instead, ito pong mga problema that we are experiencing, these troubles prove God's love. Romans 8, verse 18, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Philippians 1:29 says, for it has been granted. Yung pong word na granted is the same as the word grace. For it has been graced to you. For the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake. Yung ating pong sonship, yung ating pong adoption, yung ating pagiging children of God is actually proven
by our troubles.
Sabi po ni Charles Simeon, he says something that captures this truth beautifully. He says this, "There are some who by God Himself are brought into manifold temptations and are suffered to experience much darkness in their souls. And though at first sight it should seem as if these persons were less beloved of the Lord than others, the truth is that they are often to be found amongst those who are His chief favorites." Meron daw pong mga tao that God Himself brings into troubles, into trials. That it would seem as if hindi sila mahal ng Diyos. But Charles Simeon is saying, sila pa daw po yung mga favorite ng Panginoon. Why? He says this, "Whoever the Lord loves, He chastens." As usually, the most that He chastens, according to him, are the most loved. Think about that. How often would you think na yung inyong pong problema is a love from God? And so could the Lord be speaking His love into your heart in the darkest time of your life? And lastly, is a perspective that we should have in our pain. Perspective that we have in our pain. Let us take comfort from the fact that our suffering in this life, yung ating pong paghihirap sa buhay na to, is the worst that we can get. Narinig niyo po ako? The suffering that we will be facing in this life, or we are facing in this life, is the worst that we can get. If you are in Christ, that's the only thing that's worse that's coming in your life. If you know Christ and you have come to Him in faith and repentance, then your suffering, mga kapatid, has an end. If you are in Christ, your suffering here is the worst, and it has an end. Yung pong trial sa ating buhay ay the worst things that we will endure. But if you are not in Christ, if you don't know Christ, then you are alone in your suffering. You are in a far, far worse place than He-Man, the Ezrahite. Ito pong hopelessness na na-experience nung psalmist was only apparent and temporary. But those who die without repenting of their sins, they will know true hopelessness. Yung pong hopelessness na yon is real and eternal. If you are not in Christ, this is not your worst trouble. This is not your worst problem. You have something greater to face. Hell has no light at the end of the tunnel. If you don't know Christ, then let your suffering show your need for a Savior. If you are already a Christian, then let your own suffering remind you that you are an undeserving, hell-bound sinner saved by God's mercy and grace. And let that thought drive you to share the gospel to those around you. Perhaps, meron pa po kayong mga kapatid, anak, magulang, pinsan, tsuhin, tsahin, lolo, lola, apo, kasama sa trabaho, kaibigan. Share the gospel to them so that they too might be saved from never-ending hopelessness. And so as I bring this sermon to a close, I want to say that this dark psalm has one more glimmer of hope. Ito pong suffering in this psalm points ultimately to the suffering of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pansinin po ninyo yung parallel between this psalm and the sorrow ng ating Panginoon. Sabi po ng psalmist sa verse 3, His soul is full of troubles. Even as his desire is to glorify God, sabi sa verses 10 to 12. And so also Jesus Christ on his final trip to Jerusalem says in John 12:27, "Now my soul is troubled." And one verse later, he affirms that he continues to desire to glorify God. And again in Matthew 26:38-39, we find Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane saying that his soul is sorrowful even to death. He even prays the prayer, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And finally, yung pong agony ng ating Panginoon culminates on the cross, crying unto the Lord, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani." My God, why have you forsaken me?" Now listen to the language of Psalm 88 once again. Verse 6, "You have put me in the depths of the pit." Verse 7, "Your wrath lies heavy upon me. You overwhelm me with all your waves." Verse 8, "You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them." Verse 14, "Why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me?" Verse 15, "I suffer your terrors." Verse 16, "Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me." And verse 18, "You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me." Jesus' words and life attests to these sufferings on the cross. Christian, when you find yourself in trouble, katulad po ng dinidescribe dito sa Psalm 88, you are being granted by the Father just a tiny taste of what Christ had to endure for you. Isaiah 53 tells us that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Was there ever any sorrow in your life which is like this? Yung inyo pong trouble, yung ating pong trouble, pales in comparison dun po sa burden that Jesus Christ bore on the cross. This psalm ultimately points to Jesus' suffering for you. Ito pong encouragement na ito would be enough, but yet we find one last thing. Remember here in Psalm 88, Heman asks the question in verses 10 and 11, "Do you work wonders for the dead? Does the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave?" And God answers those questions with a resounding yes. God ultimately answers the despair that concludes the psalm by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead. Sa kamatayan po ng ating Panginoon, and in His resurrection, God has performed wonders. He has caused departed spirits to rise and praise Him. His loving kindness will indeed be declared by those ones in the grave. Sa muli pong pagkabuhay ng ating Panginoon, we have hope of deliverance from death. He is the first fruits of a resurrection that will one day include you and me and all of those who have trusted in Him. Psalm 88 may be the darkest psalm, perhaps the darkest in all of Scripture, but because of the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is light of hope even here that will never go out. Let us pray. O Father, We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for He is indeed a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. That as we look at our troubles, Panginoon, they pale in comparison with what He has undergone, Panginoon. Lord, help us. Give us the right perspective as we look at our suffering. May we not question why, Panginoon, but the question that we should be asking is, how are we to glorify you in our sufferings? Help us to do that, Father. And as you told us, Panginoon, give us the resolve, give us the boldness to preach this gospel so that we would be able to share, Panginoon, yung pong hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in His name we pray. Amen.